the live line this morning. Congressman Bill Heising with the reaction to yesterday's address to congressmen from Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Congressman, thank you for taking the time this morning.
Hey, my pleasure.
Had a chance, and Rick and I were talking about the video that you posted afterwards about your reaction from the address. Very positive from the Wood Radio Facebook page at facebook.com/woodradio. I'm interested to hear the takeaway that you've been hearing from your constituents in the last day.
Yeah, a vast, overwhelming majority of I think, folks in West Michigan in general are supportive of Israel. They believe that the administration is entering into a bad deal and that we shouldn't do it. And I think that point was driven home by Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday.
When you look at what he said and talked about, I mean, the most chilling thing I heard is that he believed that this would lead to a nuclear Middle East, which is something that is frightening, because let's face it, if Iran gets nuclear capability from a weapons standpoint, the Saudis and others are not going to say, well, we're just going to let that ride. So this isn't just about Iran. That was the part that really caught my attention. But here's the question. Is this deal already so far down the tracks that it's not going to stop, that there is going to be some kind of a deal, and it's going to be a unilateral deal, which may be able to avoid any kind of senatorial oversight?
Well, it certainly seems like the administration is rushing to get this done and by any means necessary, and it's sort of like a troop withdrawal, right? It doesn't matter what the consequences are. We're going to go get this done. And you're right, Rick. I mean, there's a lot of very nervous people besides the Israelis in that neighborhood. And, you know, Saudi Arabia with the death of the king and with a new king. The new king invited the Pakistanis back. It's believed that Saudi Arabia financed Pakistan's nuclear capabilities. It's strongly believed that when it's time for them to call in that shit, if anybody else in that region, including the Iranians, which are very much opponents of Saudi Arabia, if they become nuclear, Saudi Arabia is going to become nuclear. And I think, as a number of people have pointed out, the worst case scenario is having a jihadist-minded government, whether it's currently or in the future, having nuclear capabilities. And as we've seen both in Iraq, we've seen in Libya, we've seen in Syria and other places, they may have been stable at one point, but now you look at what happened. And just think, if we didn't have Muammar Gaddafi's, literally his entire nuclear capabilities in a box that he turned over once he saw what was going on in Iraq, in all likelihood, ISIS would have some sort of capability coming out of Libya.
I mean, think about that for a minute, because the instability in that region is legend. It has certainly been exacerbated in the past decade, but think about that for just a minute. It's the what comes next, and we have been on the receiving end of that before. We are right now in Iraq. That weaponry that we supplied to the people that we believed that were going to work in concert with us, and now that weaponry is being used against us, but instead of being heavy armament and tanks and whatever it is, now you're talking about something that we don't have the ability to defend against, or at least not effectively.
That's right, and we're kind of focusing south towards the Gulf. But all you got to do is go a little north of where ISIS is operating, and you've got Turkey, a member of NATO. There's an excellent article out of The Atlantic about what ISIS really wants. And one of the things that's been pointed out there and in other places is that the caliphate that they're trying to put together also includes Istanbul, all right? And that is an incursion then into an incursion into Europe. And what happens, you know, the Turks certainly are not going to sit idly by. It's going to get more complicated because they're a NATO ally. It's got all the ingredients for a very bad situation.
Congressman, from the Lakeshore, Representative Bill Heisen.